The U.S. Border Patrol has exciting and rewarding career opportunities with the nation's largest law enforcement organization. Earn great pay with outstanding federal benefits and up to $20,000 in recruitment incentives. Learn more online at cbp.gov/career/USBP.
Now time for a very not Dino Crisis edition, but still with dinosaurs edition. I said edition twice. Episode of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service. Tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to simply pass on by. I am Corey. I am joined by, I think I've already used the Turok joke before, but we're going to Turok the Dinosaur Hunter, Basher.
In what game?
I don't know. I swear. I think maybe it was Kraven the Hunter, actually. Maybe I made that joke.
I think you're right, because I think I responded with another Cerebral Boar comment. Top five favorite games of all time. Weapons of all time, rather.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Turok Rage Wars, underrated game. Just saying it. I'm typing in, sorry. Keep talking.
Turok's pretty good. You should play the old ones. Not the new ones, but the old ones are pretty cool. Do the multiplayer where someone has to play as a monkey, and then Cerebral Bro the monkey, and it's just disgustingly gross and fun. Like, yeah. Games used to be fun back in the day before it got so triple-A'd.
Triple-A'd, yeah. And we're going to talk about a triple-A game that should be fun but maybe isn't. But before that, we're here to talk about Exoprimal. This is a day one Game Pass game. I'm all over the place right now. I messed up. Okay. NVMe SSDs.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Note to everybody, and this is a duh, but I had one that wasn't long enough for my motherboard. And so I couldn't use the screw. And so I bought like a little adapter thing, but the adapter thing hadn't come in yet. It got dislodged and I couldn't figure out why my computer was blue screening. It turns out it was literally the NVMe SSD was not inserted all the way. So I didn't reinstall Windows again because I thought it was my power supply. Long story short, which I know someone's out there asking, why'd you reinstall Windows for your power supply? Look, I had reasons. Okay. Point is,
answers the question perfectly. Yep. Let's move along here.
I had to re-log into Google Voice just to make sure I had the phone number right. So before we talk about Exoprimal, why not shoot us a message about some games that you want to check out on Game Pass or you want us to check out in Game Pass? Maybe you want to let us know what you liked about Exoprimal. 574-651-9256. Exoprimal. Here are the details. I love it. Oh, it's one sentence. Exoprimal is an online team-based, action-based game that pits humanity's cutting-edge exosuit technology against history's most ferocious beasts, dinosaurs. This is available on PC, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X and S. It does have cross-play. It does have Series X and S support. You're going to get, I believe it's dynamic 4K 60 up to on Series X and then dynamic 1440p. On Series S, 30 frames locked on Xbox One and Xbox One X. This claims it has ray tracing. I don't know if I believe that. Granted, this does run on the RE engine, and that does. So we only played the console version, so I guess I can't comment on the PC one.
I was gonna play on the console version because I don't have a PC still. Thanks for all the PC talk, by the way. Love it. Appreciate it.
Look, you will see the light someday. You will see. I wanted to play it on PC. I installed it on PC, but I just didn't care enough to play it on PC. Exoprimal. Oh, hang on. Sorry. How long to beat? We got main story of 20 hours. What?
I don't believe you. We've got
23 hours of a completionist of 48 hours.
That's too long.
I guess I could see that considering other ways. But then at the top here, it says co-op 5.5 hours. These numbers are wrong, clearly. Exoprimal, let's talk about it.
When you said you wanted to play this game, I'm like, what game is this exactly? But then, as soon as I booted it up, I remember this showed this at some conference. Was it the Microsoft conference? Or was it Capcom's own thing? I don't remember.
I think it was Capcom's. Yeah, I don't remember. They might have. We saw it recently, and yeah. somehow I knew it was on Game Pass day one. And I honestly, it might have just been a trailer for the game, but I'm not entirely sure. But yeah. And it's Capcom. Like, you know, we had this conversation at the end of last episode. Like, Capcom's been on a roll. So it's robots versus dinosaurs. Like, what more do you need to know?
I mean, that's why I really kind of like that the description is just one sentence, because that's really all you need for a fun game. You don't need to get that deep when you have compelling, interesting, just great fun factor gameplay. Now, I guess the question is that all here? I'm a big fan of EDF, Earth Defense Force. There's like four of these games I want to say out right now. And
there's like eight of them, actually.
There's eight? Like,
yeah. There's a weird one though, like where there's like two developers of those games. One's considered the A team and one's considered like the B team. However, recently it's been kind of flipped to where like some of those B team tier ones are actually better, kind of thing. But there's actually a couple on PlayStation Plus Premium or whatever, the middle, not the basic one, whatever they call that over there.
Whatever. This should not be tiers, but we'll get to that right. Soon enough.
Yeah, sure.
So like on paper, I like the idea of, like, just like you said, robots versus dinosaurs, do it. Like, just make it real simple, real clean, real dumb, real fun. That's all you really need to do. But there's a sweet spot in between dumb fun that some games like Earth Defense Force really nail. And then some games, they miss the mark a bit, and it's not dumb fun, but it's just more dumb than fun. And I don't know how you felt about the first, I guess, hour or so we played this game.
I'm not a weeb, and I don't mean that in a negative sense, but like, I enjoy some Dragon Ball Z. I was never a Gundam person, but like, there's something cool about a dude getting into a suit that's like a tank, you know, or, you know, like in this case, it's like, it's not Titanfall, but it feels very Titanfall, where like you just, you feel cool going into this machine, you know? And I was like, I don't want to say I was sold in that first hour, but I was like, okay, like, this is dumb, but I dig it. Like, I'm into the stupid here, and it looks really cool. Like, it looks very neat. Everything is very stylized. Each little exosuit has its own, like, you know, they all look unique. You know, they're not just like a different suit with like a different color, you know, like they're, each one has its own traits and everything. So like, I was in it until basically that second hour, I guess.
I hear you, because it does a lot of things. And it's one of those games that I wouldn't describe it as schizophrenic and things don't mesh or don't work well together. It's just so many different games in one, and they don't really all come together as its own one thing. So you have all these exoskeletons, and they're separated into classes. You have your assault class, your healer class, and then your tank. Not unlike your Overwatches.
Yeah, and it's very, very Overwatch.
Then you have I think the overly complicated, I'm not saying it is complicated in and of itself, that's hard to understand, but it's still overly complicated in this game. The systems of the weaponry of your exoskeleton. There are so many different menu options, and the UI itself is cluttered and ugly in and of itself. So combine that with you unlocking certain weapons and new pieces to your exoskeleton as you upgrade it along the upgrade path, just to get to a point where you want to install things and you don't know how to sometimes. You don't know what the requirements are sometimes. And then when you do figure it out, it's still just too much work. There's a lot going on in this game that is, and I just don't feel like it just comes together into one cohesive soup.
Yeah, it's, so to set it up a little bit, like, it's a third person action game, and like you said, it's very Overwatch, and the setup is like a, like, there's, I don't exactly understand it, but like an AI seems to have taken over, and like the AI is almost testing you in a weird way. But the only game mode you really have is like a PvPvE, to where the first 85% of it, you're just trying to kill these dinosaurs that it kind of throws at you through this level. And then the last 15% is literally an Overwatch match of like, move this point to this other point by standing in a square, that the point sort of, you know, protrudes. And then at the last 15% of that, like, suddenly the other team is right in front of your face. And now it's like a final standoff or whatever. That's the whole game. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, that's it. That's all you do in this game. And like you said, the carrot on the stick is like different suits and different modifications and different X and Y, Z. And it's just like, it kind of just vomits everything out. And it doesn't really tell you how to use it. And what's also strange is it also vomits out the story that way. Like,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Like, as you're leveling up, the story is not told in a cohesive way of like, but there are cutscenes, which is strange. Like, there's like multiverses and different versions of yourself and different suits and all this. And it, like, that's all just like told in between matches of the same thing that you're playing over and over. Like, remember Titanfall? Remember how that game had an online campaign?
Yes.
Anybody? Yeah. Okay. It's somehow worse than that. I don't know how they managed to do that, because that whole campaign thing was like, it was an ambitious idea, but to me, I think it was simply that they wanted to say they had a campaign. So they sort of threw something together that they could call a quote campaign, but all it was is it was just PvP matches with some story in the background. This is kind of that, but worse, because in that campaign, while it was only 2 hours long, you know, 2-3 hours long, each level was different. This is like, you're going to play the same level repeatedly, and then we're going to give you some like information, and then we might give you a cutscene depending on how you do, but you're still going to play those levels over and over.
Yeah, we've played the same level so many times. We've thought, I mean, you couldn't progress to a new level until you win. And then we've realized that's actually not the case. Like, you can get the new levels anyway, but it's just so infrequent.
I'm not entirely sure, but I have read it might be tied to your level, which would make sense.
But that would not make sense. It's not like having a certain upgrade to your suit would allow better. Would be the. It's not like your exoskeleton can't fly in the beginning, and then you have to upgrade to flight. So now you can play the new level that requires flight.
It's more that like, that's how the game knows what information to deal to you, if that makes sense. Like, if you're level one, you do not get to see the level two cutscene or whatever you want to say.
Right. And then on top of that, there's the codexes.
Yes, yeah, I still have no fucking.
The analysis map. Because as you level up, you unlock different codexes that you open up and read in the analysis map, and that further progresses the story or your understanding of it.
That's what it's supposed to do. I don't know that it does it.
And then is the loot boxes. I thought they can't do loot boxes anymore.
I think it's more we just collectively figured out that we shouldn't do them anymore.
I thought it was absolutely legal in some countries.
Not in the States.
So the game does have loot boxes. War chests. And that's randomly awarded to you as you level up.
It's got a lot. That's the best. Yeah, it's got a lot of stuff, and I don't know that any of it's good.
Like, and that's the thing I'm trying to like figure out as I just talk it out, because there's so much here, and I want to say none of it's good. It's just all fine, but it's all fine on its own separate thing. Like one of the issues that I kept running into was, so the matches progress as two teams compete to finish the level first. And to do that, you just kill X amount of dinosaurs at each checkpoint 3 or 4 times. And in between each one, the narrator or the AI will say, you're ahead of the other team, you're behind the other team. You tell me that one time and I'm fine. You tell me that 4, 5, 6 times, I don't care anymore, because
right.
we played enough matches for me to realize you don't really overtake the team at all. You either have the good team or you don't. Like, there's nothing in the... I didn't experience anything in these matches that would make me feel like I could hit a major drawback and now the other team can get a minute ahead of me. You know, like, and that's where the Overwatch feeling comes in for me, because in Overwatch, you switch sides, offense and defense, so you can steamroll the other players and make it ahead a lot faster. Whereas this, in Exo Primal, I never got the feeling like you can steamroll your way through a level.
Yeah, it's almost impossible.
When you think about it, why would it even be possible, considering we're all the same levels with the same axes and the same gear?
Right. And so and the game is not difficult. Like, I think my biggest thing is that the teams are too big. Like, is it 5 or 6? I can't remember now. Either way, that's too many. Like, it's to the point to where the game will try to yell at you and say, like, hey, you need to be more support class, or you need to be more tank class. And it's like, do I? like, do I really? Because there's not anything that's really preventing us from progressing, because the game throws all these raptors at you that you can see, but they're not, like, they're literally fodder. Like, they're not difficult. Even if they get up in your face, they don't do enough damage to actually kill you. The only time we ever died was when it was another player. Like, I did not die a single time, whether it was a Triceratops, which is considered like a heavy, whether it was any of the flying, you know, like, they have like these different classes of like probably like a light, medium, heavy is the best way to describe it. But they're not difficult at all, especially when you have 5 people. It's just, there's no stopping you at all. So I'm super confused on how anybody would ever get behind, unless you were just like deliberately not playing the game.
Right, exactly.
Which then what are you doing, I guess?
And then it also has that Outriders jankiness.
Yeah.
That I'm just, that Capcom, I feel like this is a Capcom flavor now. If they're not making a Street Fighter or Resident Evil, there's this Capcom jank in things that I've noticed in Outriders, I've noticed in this game as well. You can see it it's almost all over the place. You can see it, you can feel it in the menus and how clunky the menus are and just navigation. And then you feel it in the gameplay where again, I'm not trying to say the game itself feels bad to play. It just is so, they wanted to do so much that they didn't excel at any one thing.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, I say this phrase a lot, but I'm going to say it again. It just doesn't feel play tested. Like if you sat down a bunch of people and play tested this game, at some point, somebody had to have said like, yo, this is too many people, or, you know, like, or there's not enough to do here, or the variety needs to be more. And like, the craziest part to me is like, this truly feels like a free to play game.
It should have been.
Yeah.
It would have been.
There is absolutely not enough content here in any capacity. They claim they're going to support it. Like, they claim they have a roadmap and everything like that. It's like, that's great that you've got all this stuff on the docket, but like, for somebody to throw down $60 on this, even like, even as a Game Pass subscriber, like this does have similar Outriders energy, but even less to that of just like, I was willing to wait on Outriders because I enjoyed playing it so much that I was just like, man, like they've got something here, but they're just not there yet. I'm like a little bit there with Exo Prime of like, there's a really good game in here somewhere, but they are so far from finding it. I just don't really trust them. Like it's just, they claim they have this roadmap. I'm like, I don't see you guys sticking with this because everybody, who's going to stick with this game? There's not enough content to stick to this game. Everybody's going to bounce off. Even the people that love this game are going to bounce off this game.
I mean, there's no reason to really, because I mean, I think it's because of that lack of content. This game mode or type works well in Overwatch because you're playing against another team directly. You're getting that visceral feedback. You don't get that when you fight fodder dinosaurs. And if you're going to attempt to do that, it needs to be as, I mean, for me, it needs to be as goofy and entertaining as EDF or as stressful as Left 4 Dead. Like, if these dinosaurs were like the infected from Left 4 Dead, it will be a whole different experience because then there's some push and pull there. Then you have something like a tank pop up or a charger who can really take an exoskeleton out, but there's nothing that can do that. Right. The closest thing that they have is, I believe, in the second phase when you're playing directly against the other team, the narrator or AI would randomly just say, "We gave the other team a something beacon or something. We gave you something or other," and then you pick it up and you can turn into and control one of the heavy dinosaurs. And those things are way overpowered. Yes. Super OP.
You basically will wipe the other team out without trying. Like
multiple times. Not just one time, like multiple times. Like it's like a tank on steroids. Like you can take out the same team multiple times, and it's really hard to stop. And there's no real visceral back and forth action until the very last few meters of the last leg of the game. It's never up front, it's never in the middle, it's only to the point, actually, the first half of any game doesn't matter.
Yeah, like it should matter, but again, it comes back to that, like, it's so hard to do poorly in those sections. Like, you would literally need three people, maybe even four, to just like turn and run the other way. Like there's absolutely no way. Like, even if it's just the most basic, you know, stuff, like, it is really that easy. There is no skill involved. There's nothing involved but it's not even like Dynasty Warriors fun, where like you feel like, you know, you're just like, I'm just going to destroy everything. And it's not even like that, which is a shame because, again, the classes and stuff are cool. I don't think they're exactly play tested because like there's a couple, like there's one that's a melee class basically. And he's borderline useless against like the Triceratops, you know, like the heavier guys, like the basic Raptors. You can have some fun with because you can kind of run up to them and sort of slap them around a little bit. And there's a class where you can get eventually like a samurai sword. Like that class is pretty cool as a melee class because you feel kind of fun doing it. But again, there's no challenge involved at all. So there's no class cohesion. Like when you play a class in a normal class based shooter, I shouldn't say normal, but like, you feel like you're doing something different. And even though I'm doing different things in this, because it's so easy and so mindless, there's just nothing. I'm not having any fun. You know, like there's no skills that stand out that I'm just like, oh man, I'm going to pull out this skill and make a huge difference, because there's no opportunity to make a difference. And it's super, super weird because they obviously put a lot of time and effort into these classes and like the design of them, the look of them, the skins. Somebody put a lot of time and effort into that, but they're put in a game that just doesn't utilize it. And it's kind of a huge bummer.
It really is. Like, this is one of the few games, I wasn't on my radar at all, I'm still a bit disappointed because it's just like you said, there's a fun factor in this game that exists. I just wish it was, like you said, play test a little bit better. I mean, you hit the nail on the head with the skill system, because although you have all these different classes of exoskeletons, you all share most of the same skills or weaponry. I think only the ultimate changes.
So it seems like every class. See, that's kind of strange, because the tank classes seem to share more than like the support classes. The support classes were completely different. One was more of like a
stunner or
he was like a stunner, and then like his healing was more where was it, like area based, like an area of effect. Whereas the other one was more direct, like to heal you, I need to like literally hit you with my weapon kind of thing. So like they played a little bit differently, and their goal was the same, but again, very Overwatch, very Mercy or Lucio. Lucio's more about your areas of effect and helping the team out, whereas Mercy's more one-on-one, like I'm going to heal you and then I'm going to buff you, you know, like it was very much in that sense. But the tanks just all kind of seemed the same. It was kind of weird.
The assault classes too just wasn't very
that's what I meant. I'm sorry. Yeah, the assault. Yeah, the assault classes were all the same. The tank was basically melee or chain gun. Like that was kind of the only difference between the two.
And it's one of those games that it sucks because it might be one of those games we come back to.
Yeah, like, and
fulfill their promise and roadmap this one and add some stuff, like it might get there, but I doubt it, honestly.
That's where I'm at with it, is I'm still burned by
Outriders.
But Outriders, yeah. Overwatch was another one that I said this exact same thing. Like it wasn't nearly this bad. Like in terms of like there was not that original Overwatch, there it was anemic. And it took like 2.5 years before it finally got there. And I tried saying that at the beginning. I was like, it's called the Origins Edition. I was like, yeah, that's not an excuse. Like, that's not an excuse for them to not have any content coming.
I was with you, but they had a Reaper, so I okayed everything.
Yeah, again, significantly better than this. But my point of me saying that is like Outriders is the same way. Of just like, I wanted to like that game so much, and they promised so much. And again, that's even more different than this, is there was a lot of content in that game. But that game was kind of broken, and like they just couldn't, it needed some TLC and some polish on the end there. It just didn't get. And this is more of like the polish is actually there. Like the game runs really well. It doesn't look incredible, but it looks good enough. And again, like all the pieces are here, but now the content's not there. And that's really all they need to do, is they just need more content, and they need more game types and stuff like that. And if they truly have it ready to go and on the docket, and they've got this, you know, plan set out, and maybe most of it's done and they're just in the polishing phase, and yeah, definitely, like I could see us in 6 months like coming back to this, like, okay, like there's an actual game here now, sweet. But this truly feels like almost like an alpha, like a very, very polished alpha. There is that anemic on content. It's kind of strange that this is not free to play. Like, I'm not an advocate for free to play or anything like that, but it's like, how do you launch a game in this state and expect people to be okay with it? Also, why launch it right now? Nobody was asking you to release Exo Primal,
especially like from Capcom. Guys, you're killing it right now. Like just hold on.
You just did Street Fighter.
Yeah, like I'm still eating pretty good off some Street Fighter. Like I can wait for some Exo Primal to get some content.
Right. So it's definitely like this is one that like I'm so frustrated with it, but I'm frustrated because of what it could be, and I definitely want to check it out at some point. Like, it's going to be hard though. The rest of this year is still packed. Like, I'm a Diablo player, so I'm going to be looking at the season coming up and all that. So it's like, that's not an excuse. Like, the game doesn't need to stay out of Diablo's way kind of thing. But like, at the same time, like, it did absolutely nothing. If anything, harmed it more for me, of just like, if I have the time and a new patch drops and like, hey, this is actually really good now, like, okay, I'll go and check it out. Maybe. But release this in like February of next year or March. You know, something like that, where you've got a little bit of breathing room, and not now when there's just no content. Like it's a really strange, not only is it a strange misfire because it's Capcom and they've been doing so well lately, it also just seems like it could have been prevented. It really could have been prevented because, again, not like a Redfall to where it's like, no, like this game should have been canceled. This is like, no, that you've got something here. It's just, it's not done. It's truly not done, but it's also not the not done, like Star Wars,
right,
whatever that game was, is where like this game literally doesn't function half the time.
Right.
Everything's here and it works. It's just like, there's just not enough of it. And again, it's a very strange misfire in the year 2023, especially from Capcom. So obviously we're not going to pass it on. And, you know, I cannot in good conscience be like, maybe check it out in 6 months because we don't know. But this will be one of the rare ones that we might maybe do another episode on, you know, even if it's good or bad, just because I think it'd be an interesting thing to look at some point. So it really just depends what else comes out. But
I agree. You mentioned the perfect game for it. I'll echo my sentiments about Outriders, but actually I can't say that because I disliked Outriders a lot more than you did when it first came out. But this is definitely in a much better state, but it's not in a good state yet, and maybe right. Not ever, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. And I hope it gets there because again, like I think there's something really cool. Like, and same thing with Outriders. I really want an Outriders 2 because I feel like if they got that opportunity. They have a real opportunity to make something really special. I really feel that way. And the same thing here, like this is a very cool take on the PvE shooter and it's just not done though. So we'll see, but there you go. There's Exoprimal. Let us know what you think about gpopfans@gmail.com, or you can shoot us a text or voicemail 574-651-9256. When it comes to the future of this show, at some point we're going to be talking about a couple different games. It might be, co-op episodes, or we might do some just regular episodes. We're going to be talking about, I can't think of the name, which is why I'm stalling, Arcade Paradise. That's a game that we both played. Well, that I played. I don't know if, I think you said you wanted to play it.
I started it.
Okay. And so then there's also, what was the other game? Why do I always forget the second game?
Oh, the action RPG, the RPG thing. What's the name of that? The with the girl.
Ravenlock.
There we go.
Ravenlock. So we both played, and I finished Ravenlock. I'm fairly certain you did too.
I did not. I'm not going did not. To.
Okay. Never mind. Oh, well, there you go. So we'll talk about that. And then there's some other games that I want to check out. The Big Con is one that I've finished. And I'm not sure if you're going to finish it cause you're a slacker. I want to check out Chicory, and I also want to check out that new game that just dropped. It looks really dumb, but McPixel 3, simply because it's a Devolver Digital game. And I'll usually at least check out what they have to throw out there. So kind of a soft summer in terms of AAA games, but there's a lot of indie stuff coming out, and I'm okay with that. So seems like they're kind of coasting until Starfield, huh?
Until Garfield?
Starfield.
I heard Garfield for a second. I'm like, wait a minute, they're making an Orange Cat game? I'm in.
I think there's a kart racer, isn't there?
There has to be.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I feel like there is, and I think it started out as a joke, but then they ended up making it. So, but no, there's some stuff coming. Sea of Stars is technically a Game Pass game. We both kickstarted that actually, so we're gonna be checking that out for sure. And then Liza P will be coming out at some point, and then Payday 3. So there's some big stuff coming. But the recent announcements have been sort of smaller games, which hey, I'm totally fine with. I enjoy that part of Game Pass. But for the people that are wanting to know, like, what's the big game? It's gonna be Persona 5 Tactics, which I did not realize that was a day one Game Pass game. Did you realize that?
I did not, but I'm very hype about that one.
Sorry, Persona 5 Tactica. But, all right, that's gonna do this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with either the Big Con, Arcade Paradise, or maybe I already forgot the name of it again.
Ravenlock.
We'll see Christ, you. Man. Next time. I'm getting old.
Good day, sirs.
All right. I don't remember where the button is on Craig. There.